On January 15th, Marine Sergeant Jayden Daniel Patterson's wife received a box of his belongings from Iraq. He had shipped the box home in anticipation of returning. On the same day, Sergeant Patterson stepped on a landmine in Babil province in Iraq. Odette Youssef visited his hometown of Sedley, Virginia, and has this report.
Imagine Clark Kent with a buzz cut and ear-to-ear grin. Keep the steely blue eyes, the dark hair, and tall, muscular physique. Replace the red cape with a white football jersey, and you'd have Jayden Patterson. And his Aunt Ruth confides that there was another resemblance.
One day he rolls up his shirt. There's a Superman tattoo still under dressing. Still hadn't healed yet. Please don't tell Mom and Daddy. Please don't tell nobody. So I didn't tell for many, many years, probably about 3 years.
Jayden was athletic. In high school, he played on Tidewater Academy's football, basketball, and baseball teams. His charisma and humor earned him a reputation as a class clown, and his peers also nicknamed him Bible Boy. Jayden's basketball coach, Walter Westbrook, admired Jayden's courage in being so open about his religious beliefs.
Jayden had a great faith in God, and you know, you peer with teenage kids in a locker room full of jocks, that's not something you really talk about. I think that takes a pretty self-confident person at the age of 16 or 17 to express views that, especially in a locker room setting like that.
After graduating, Jayden went to college to become a minister. He left after 2 years, though, to join the Marines. His first assignment was on the White House security detail. 2 days after the 9/11 attacks, Jayden accompanied the president to Ground Zero and the Pentagon. The sight left a deep impression on Jayden, which he later shared with his father, Frank Patterson.
And when he did come home, we sat down and talked some, and on one of our conversations, he said, you know, he said, Dad, I don't want that for the people here in the United States. He said, I don't want that for you and Mom and our family. I don't want that.
So a year later, Jayden re-enlisted, knowing he might be sent to Iraq. Before he left, there was a brand new challenge to tackle. Jayden's daughter, Claire, was born. And his wife, Stephanie, saw him become quite the doting father.
When he got in from work, he went upstairs and he put her in her walker. And she was too little to actually make it move yet. And he would play Xbox and he would give her a controller and he would sing Marine cadences to her. And that's how they spent the evenings, and she was happy.
By now, Jayden had decided to make a career out of the military. Before leaving, he wrote letters to his wife and to his parents to be delivered if he didn't come back. Frank Patterson reads from the last letter he received from his son.
Dear Dad, well, Dad, if you're reading this, you know that I've gone to a better place. I guess it was just meant to be. Please look out for Stephanie and Claire. They are surrounded by a lot of family and love, and they should be good. You have been a great dad, and I couldn't have asked for anything better. I think I have grown up to be a pretty good son, too. You have made leaps and bounds in your spirituality.
Jayden Patterson was 26 years old when he died. He leaves behind his parents, his wife, his one-year-old daughter, and a younger brother and sister. For NPR News, I'm Odette Youssef.